The title of the theme we'll be considering over the next three Sundays, starting from today, is God's Reflection. For those watching at home or watching at work, wherever you're watching us, welcome and thank you for joining us online. God's Reflection. And today, we'll be looking at the topic, Understanding Images. The theme is God's Reflection. That's what we'll reflect over the next three Sundays. But today, we're looking at the topic, Understanding Images. And there's this story I've heard. I know maybe a couple of us have heard about that story. That there was a lion that took a walk. And with the pride of the lion, of course, they call it the pride of the forest. The pride of the forest. The pride of the jungle. There's no one that stands to face the lion when the lion is in charge. And so he took a walk to a stream. And looking right into the water, he saw another lion. And he was like, "Who are you? Where are you coming from? This is my territory. I own this place." He saw another lion and roared. And the lion in the stream roared back. And he got angrier. Now, where is this guy coming from? And roared again, and the lion in the stream roared back. He got so pissed that he jumped into the water to attack the lion that was trying to face him or challenge his superiority or his authority. And was at the point of jumping into the stream that he discovered there was no lion right in the waters. That was a reflection of itself. Remember the theme? God's Reflection. And we're looking at understanding images. So, I remembered right by my window, there's this noise I usually hear. And you just keep hearing it. Bam, 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 bam. Until a day I took a walk and opened the curtains to see what has been making this sound. Then there was this bird. It comes every morning to my window side because it's closed and it has this blue reflective coloration. And so when the bird comes there, it sees itself and wants to attack. And so every time the bird keeps hitting its beak against the window to like attack the other bird that is challenging it. And so it keeps making that sound. And that came to my mind. People war and fight against their reflection. They war and fight and contend with their own reflection. What is a reflection? Unfortunately, I don't have a board here. I'm not sure. Maybe Bro Tokwe will have been able to do this better because maybe he can relate it to physics. But when you have a plane surface, you know, something like this, and either via light or sound, there is a bounce back. I'm trying to find the right way to describe this. Okay. A definition said it's a throwback or a cast back of light or sound by a body or a surface without absorbing it. So the way the reflection works, So there's a light. If you look at a plane, if you look at a plane or a diagrammatic representation, so light comes from here and bounces on this surface, and this surface bounces the light back. That is a reflection. And that is what happens in the mirror, right? It's a bounce back of your own image. A bounce back of your own image. That is what happens in the mirror. So you see yourself back in the mirror. It's the same way as Christians. Most of us, what we do as Christians is to reflect God. To that end, we think we have done all that is required and necessary of us. How do we reflect God? We reflect God by coming to church on Sundays. We reflect God by paying our tithes. We reflect God by sharing fantastic Bible verses on our statuses and on our DPs. We receive the light. The light bounces on us, and we tend to push it back. Let me show the world that I'm a child of God. But do we truly absorb the light? God's reflection. What most of us do is to just take the light from the source, receive those things from God. Maybe there's a message. Maybe you read the scripture. Oh, you were blessed. And you just want to throw it out back. Do you take time to absorb? What is absorption? Right? Let me describe it like something we can relate with. There's a foam that is very dry. Now, when you put it in water and you bring it out, it becomes heavier. Why? Because it has absorbed water. There are pores and spaces inside the foam that it absorbs the water. It takes in the water to fill up that space. And when you bring it out, it's heavier. When you squeeze it, it brings out what it has absorbed. All the water, it brings it out back. That is the expectation of God for us as Christians. To absorb his nature. Not to only reflect it. Because in the description of reflection, there is a bounce back of what you have received, either an image, either a light or sound. There is a bounce back, but the surface does not absorb it. And that talks about the fertile soil. When you receive a teaching, when you are guided by the scriptures, and yet you do not do it, you are only reflecting. Because you come to church, so everybody in your house says, wow, Christian, child of God. You sing songs. You are the usher. You are the pastor. Everybody is saying, wow, that's a child of God. But do you truly live the nature of God? Images. Images. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I go to verse 26. Before verse 26, the Bible said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, and it was void. And darkness was over the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God started speaking. And he spoke as everything that God thought about, he was speaking it and it was happening. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And let there be a separation between the light and darkness. And then the light became the day and darkness became the night. And then God said, oh, let there be the waters. And he kept saying things and they were happening. But when he got to man, to you, God said, let us. He said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Now, who are the us? That's the place of the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So he said, let's create this guy. Let us make him. Let him be our representation. Let him carry our life. Let him be able to stand and beam us. Let us make man in our own image. Okay, let me do this. Please come, Brother Ife. And please come. I'd like you to see two people. Please first. Okay, so when you look at the image of Ife, and you look at the image, help me, Fatime. And you look at the image of Fatime. Do they look alike? Do they look alike? I didn't hear somebody. Look at them properly. Any similarity? They are both, you said? They are both human beings. Okay? Something is bringing them together. They are both human beings. Okay? What else can you see? Okay, their complexion. Okay, so he's light-skinned. She's light-skinned. Okay, the images are trying to relate, right? Human beings with light skin complexion. What else? You said? They're both standing. Of course they are. Thank you, Brother. They're both standing. What else? They have some like oblong face, right? So it's a bit close, okay? Height, okay, but he's a bit taller. She's on. Oh, okay, you're already going to other physical features, okay? But the personality of this man and the lady are not the same. Interestingly, there are even different sexes. So he's male, she's female. If they were born by the same father and mother, they still do not look alike, because there are defining lines. When you see identical twins, we say, wow, they are what? Look alike. They look the same. But in spite of their identical nature, you can still define some little features that differentiate them, even if you have never met them and you are looking at their pictures. I struggled with Taiwo and Kehinde Olajire for some time until I took time to look for some features to look. Okay, when I see this, I know this is Taiwo. Then it was easier. You see their cars. The cars are different, so it's easy. When you see this car driving, you know this is Taiwo. When you see this car driving, you know this is Kehinde. Okay, makes life easy. Please take your seats. Thank you. Let's put our hands together for them. Now, when God said, let us create man in our image, what God wanted was that person that will show forth the glory the way it is. No difference. Even if these two people I had shown you were born by the same father, were born on the same day, were born the same minute, they still had features that differentiated them. They are not alike. It says, let us make man in our own image. Let him look the way we look. Let him relate the way we relate. Let him become that person that we are. And God was excited to make man. He went further. The same verse 27. So God created man in his own image. He didn't just say it. He went ahead and did it. He created you in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. He thought about it and he did it. And he did it exactly the way he thought about it, such that it was recorded that he created them. So he created man to reflect his image. He created the woman to reflect his image. Let nobody tell you that it is only a man that should reflect God's image or that should become God's image. No, it is a man and a woman. The Bible recorded it that he created them. So if there's any school of thought that says God looks like a man and so a woman does not need to look like God, it's a fallacy. Verse 27. In his own image, he created them. In his own image. And verse 28. Then, after he has created them, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. I don't want you to go about just reflecting God's image. I want you to absorb the image of God and be able to squeeze out the virtues of God everywhere you go. So everywhere we find ourselves, in our daily living, we are expected to have soaked up like the foam I used to describe. You are expected to have soaked up the life of God from his word and be able to squeeze it back to be a blessing to other people. That is how you show that you are truly the image of God. Images. An image is a physical representation of something. And so in describing what an image should look like, when God was saying, let us create man and let him what? Let's make him in our own image. He knew what he was saying. He wanted man to be able to live and act and do things the way himself and the Godhead does things. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. That was his reason. He created man with everything inside of him. He was excited. Look, as God was creating things, the Bible says, and God looked at it and it was good. It was good. Everything he created was good. Can you be the image of God and somebody is saying you are ugly? I know now. You need to tell him, sorry, you don't understand. Go and read Genesis chapter 1. You said I'm ugly? Our God is beautiful. Beautiful in all situations. Beautiful. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. So because you don't have money in your pocket today, you are not that person. It doesn't matter. Does it change the fact that you are created in God's image? Because you know, started walking in shell this morning. Somebody is looking down at you. It doesn't change the fact that you are created in God's image. Until you realize yourself, in whose image was I created? A lot of people have recreated themselves in the image of their parents. So rather than understand the image of God and show forth the image of God, they try to show forth the image of their parents. And so what their father did is what they wanted to do. So at 6, their father had done this, they want to do it. At 20, their father had done this, they want to do it. They're trying to live in the image of their father or their parents. And some other people, they want to live in the image of their mentors. Oh, this is how my mentor does things. Oh, this is how my mentor acts. This is how my mentor thinks. Is God not speaking to you? If you are a child, your father is going to speak to you. If you are not, then your father can send someone to speak to you because you are not a child. But if you are a child, he talks to you. You don't need to run to the mountain to hear what God wants to say to you. If you are created in his image, he will be able to speak to you. He will speak to you. Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. And he goes forward to say, then he made them what? Fruitful and multiply. And he gave them dominion. Those are the realities of the image of God. And so if you are not yet reflecting the image of God, you need to go back and read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. What is the image of God that I need to show forth and live? I'm going to stop here, and the next Sunday we're going to pick it up. Let's stand. Then God said, let us make man in our own image. You're going to put your name there. Read that scripture to yourself. Hold your Bible. Hold your Bible. You're going to read that scripture to yourself. And where he said, let us make man, you're going to put your name. So you can understand what we're talking about this morning. Because we're picking up from here next Sunday. So let us read together. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make a yodelia dio in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all. You're going to start your prayer from there. Make me truly your image. If there is anything in me that has not made me show forth or live your image, I don't just want to be a reflection. A reflective surface does not absorb. It only throws back. As it receives, it throws back. So you want to speak to God this morning? Let me be that person that is your image, a representation of you in my family, at my workplace, everywhere in my school. Let me be truly a representation of you.